Good morning, Mets fans. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 19th, 2023. The Mets just defeated the Dodgers moments ago by a score of 8-6 in Los Angeles. The last road trip started, I recorded an episode the next morning. I called it Apple Bellini because it was like a brunch thing versus a breakfast thing. I'm recording this at 1:01 a.m. Let's call this one Apple Whiskey. David Peterson went for the Mets tonight and gave up three home runs, including an absolute bomb to Max Muncy. There is a phrase in baseball that you never saw it land, which means it was hit so far you never saw it land. That was given new meaning tonight by the dickhead who runs the lights at Dodger Stadium, who started the whole flashing lights thing before the ball landed, so literally no one saw it land. So thank you for that, lights operator. Please do better next time. The Mets beat up Dustin May tonight, which is not easy to do. They made him look human. Pete Alonso had a good night. Brandon Nimmo had a good night, made an amazing catch in the ninth inning to continue his defensive prowess that has really been on display this season so far. The Mets just grinded everything out tonight. Daniel Vogelbach hit a two-run home run to put him on the board, and it just seems like the team is starting to fire on all cylinders. I know that the A's are a terrible team, and the Dodgers are not a great team at this point in the season, but the Dodgers are not a bad team, and the Mets were facing a facing a tough starting pitcher tonight, and they persevered. They were down a bunch of times. They were down 1-0, and then I think it was 3-2, and then they were down a bunch of times and fought back to win each time. Did not try to do too much. The bullpen, my goodness, this bullpen has been impressive. Brooks Raley looked great tonight. Drew Smith came in and got one out, but looked outstanding. Adam Ottavito got the save and looked quite good as well. I mean, really, it's been an amazing thing to watch this bullpen that was, you know, that's missing its biggest piece. I said that in the Home Run Applesauce Discord tonight. Like, imagine this game, this team, this bullpen with Edwin Diaz in the closer spot. I mean, it'll be unbelievable. They're already doing such a good job. And yeah, you know, the team is not necessarily perfect yet, but they're getting better. And we're seeing signs of a front office that maybe is a little more competent than the ones we've seen as of late. Brett Beatty came up tonight, knocked an RBI single. Francisco Alvarez has been playing a little bit more, but not nearly what you'd hope to see him playing. Tommy Pham was, again, effectively used tonight. It just seems like the Mets are putting together a team that is persevering through two starting pitcher injuries and the loss of their closer, and is doing so with aplomb. You know, they lost their catcher, you know, in Narvaez, but the team just seems to be finding ways to win games right now. You know, they're 11-6, which is good for second place in the East. They are on a long road trip that they have already won the first four games of the road trip, which is a wonderful way to start. And, hopefully things will continue well in Los Angeles and in San Francisco. And by the time the Mets get home next week, hopefully they will be at least in second place and not have taken over first place from those damn Braves. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with more Home Run Applesauce for your ears. Go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support these podcasts directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsANap. And until next time. Let's go, Mets.